You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Approximately 14 million children are likely to experience disruptions in nutrition support and services due to recent and anticipated global funding reductions, according to analysis by UNICEF. The funding shortfall arises amid children worldwide grappling with record displacement, ongoing and newly emerging conflicts, disease outbreaks, and the devastating effects of climate change, all of which are threatening their access to sufficient nutrition. I spoke with Director of Communications for UNICEF Aotearoa, Tania Sawick-Mead, to find out more about what further cuts to global aid funding could lead to. Could you tell us a bit more about what exactly the recent changes to global aid funding have been?
Yes, so what we've seen in the last year or so are a number of significant reductions to what we call ODA, so Official Development Assistance, which is the aid funding that comes directly from governments to partner organisations like UNICEF and many others to deliver life-saving, on-ground humanitarian disaster response and development work across the world. So one a particularly high-profile example of that recently has been the USAID, the shuttering of a number of USAID programs. But these ODA cuts have taken place from a number of different countries, and they're either being floated or are, as in they're likely to happen soon or have already happened. What we've seen is a significant reduction in the amount of ODA funding that is available to organisations working on the ground, with really significant and potentially very severe consequences for people around the world, in particular for children.
Who will this impact the most and why?
You know, Official Development Assistance goes towards the people in the world who need it the most. It goes towards people who are living in extreme poverty, who are facing displacement from war, from conflict, from climate change, from children who are suffering from malnutrition, from people who are exposed to significant life-threatening diseases, people who need our support the most and whose countries have the least resources to support them. The consequences for children, particularly as far as UNICEF is concerned, globally are very severe. They affect many, many millions of children around the world who already are facing very significant challenges in their first years of life.
What do you think the most significant impacts will be?
One of the things that we're understanding now is the impact that this will have on the number of children who are suffering from what we call severe acute malnutrition. So children who are facing life-threatening malnutrition, who don't have enough food, who don't have enough quality of food at a very critical stage in their development, which can mean very significant injury, sickness, and in some cases death. But we have seen in recent decades a really significant improvement in reducing child nutrition around the world because of the investment that countries have made in that. So that means that many, many millions of severely malnourished children have been saved from very dire consequences. But the cuts that are being made put all of that progress at risk. Our understanding is that at least 40 million children will face disruption to the service. The services like nutrition support that UNICEF and other organisations offer because of these cuts. And that's not to mention some of the other challenges, including to vaccination and immunisation programmes and to other kinds of humanitarian support, fresh and safe drinking water. And there are many, many services that are offered that are really critical for children and their families that are now under threat.
And which cuts have already taken place and how many more are expected?
At this stage, we've seen the immediate and significant consequences of the cuts to the USAID program, many of which happened, as we would have seen in the news, almost overnight. And there are ongoing kind of conversations about what the exceptions for life-saving work might look like. But at this stage, it's very clear that already the cut to those programs or the pause to the programs that was created by the overnight stoppage of USAID funding to a number of different organisations have had really significant impacts on programs, on children, on staff who are undertaking this really vital work around the world. We don't know who else will be, what other countries will be making different decisions around their ODA. That's a decision for those countries and for those governments. But we do think there is a really important opportunity for people in New Zealand and around the world to call on their governments and continue to support their efforts in the ODA space. It's really important that as citizens, we ensure that our governments are doing their bit to make sure that the most vulnerable people in the world still have access to these life-saving medicines, food supplies and other supports that they need.
And will this impact how UNICEF tackles reducing child malnutrition?
Absolutely. You know, the impact on UNICEF programs is significant because of this reduction in funding. It means that we have to seriously consider how we balance nutrition programs versus education programs, how we staff and resource the clinics, the work on the ground that all of us and our partners are doing. So it really is a very serious situation for UNICEF, like many other aid organisations on the ground. We need to see governments, private individuals and organisations step up to help us fill that gap so that we can continue to do the work that is desperately needed.
And moving forward, what do you think needs to be done in order to fix this?
Well, you know, we do think that there is a really important opportunity here for governments who have not already indicated their ODA budgets for this year to step up into that gap to make sure that the vital work that is being done by organisations around the world in humanitarian and disaster assistance is able to continue. So we think that's really important. The New Zealand government obviously has an opportunity to do that as well, to continue the incredible work that it has already done in its ODA support across Asia, Pacific and globally. But everyone can take steps to support that to happen. The other thing that, you know, there is a really important opportunity to do now is for individuals to be able to donate to situations where that humanitarian assistance is of the essence timing-wise, where there's a real critical need for that support. Myanmar, as you know, has just faced a very severe earthquake over the weekend with, I think, up to 1,600 people at this stage were confirmed dead, and many people still suffering the ongoing impacts of disruption to water supplies and to essential health aid. We know that, you know, that money and donations in this critical time can make an enormous difference to the amount of people who will survive through this issue. You know, Myanmar was already one of the second worst conflict that the world is seeing at the moment in terms of its consequences for children and of the disruption for people's lives after Gaza. So there is a huge need for support from the international community and from individual people to get essential supplies and support for people who are facing really significant disasters right now.
And that was Director of Communications for UNICEF Aotearoa, Tania Sawick-Mead, talking to us about the recent and proposed cuts to global aid funding.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.